I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. This fall, voters in Champaign County are choosing their first county executive. The holder of this new elected office will preside over county board meetings and be the day-to-day manager of county government. We'll take a look at the scope of the new office and the two candidates running for the job, but first a look at how the county executive system works in another county. The year was 2006, and officials in Will County, located south and west of Chicago, were considering a proposal to outsource some of their highway work. The county board's Republican majority said it would be cheaper for an outside firm to handle the painting of horizontal markings like stop bars and school crossings, instead of having county highway workers do it. But Lawrence Walsh, Will County's Democratic County Executive, objected, saying the move would lead to layoffs.
And I told them that I would veto, and they would have to take two-thirds of the board members to override my veto, and it couldn't be done. And so we ended up moving in that direction instead of outsourcing that project.
The ability to veto county board actions is one of the notable powers available to an elected county executive, an office found in some counties in 20 states, but in only one county in Illinois, Will County. Will County will have company this fall when Champaign County voters choose their first county executive. Darlene Kleppel and Gordy Holton are competing for the job. And Holton, the Republican candidate, says Champaign County has needed a county executive for a long time.
I think it's necessary because the county board has for decades, under the leadership of both parties, sort of struggled to make decisions in a common sense, forward-thinking way, and instead would constantly find themselves riven by partisanship and by infighting.
Holton is summing up the argument made by the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Chamber of Commerce, who organized a referendum for a county executive in 2016. The proposal passed with backing from local Republicans, but a Democrat was the first to enter the race for the office. That Democrat, Darlene Kleppel, says Champaign County voters are ready for the change.
What I am hearing is that they are very interested in getting past the politics and trying to work on some vision that will help the county move forward. They understand the need for the political parties during the election process, but they are really hopeful that once the election occurs that people can get past that and that we can actually get some things done.
Up to now, a county administrator has run Champaign County government day to day, but that administrator is hired by and answers to the county board. Champaign County's new county executive will be elected by the voters, like a governor of a state. Gordy Holton says if he's elected, one of his priorities will be to strengthen county finances. He says those finances were damaged by the county's money-losing nursing home. And now that the nursing home is being sold, Holton wants to set those finances straight.
I expect that a significant amount of the first term that I spend as county executive will be reexamining county financial operations and reconfiguring them to try and repair the damage that's been done by the nursing home over the years and get us on a more modern, nimble footing so that we can do the things that we need to do in terms of improving our technology and taking care of our facilities and providing the services that we need to provide to the citizens of Champaign County.
Darlene Kleppel says one of her focuses as county executive will be on Champaign County's long-term planning, which she says needs to be reorganized. She wants a process that plans ahead for all parts of county government 6 years at a time.
We have a strategic plan. It's a two-year plan at this point in time. We have a 10-year facilities plan. We have a one or two or three-year IT plan. And there's no plan for revenue. Basically, what we have is a wish list. And each year, we pick one or two or three that we can afford to do. And that's not really a vision for where we're going, and it doesn't give us a way to measure if we're getting there.
Kleppel and Holton also share goals in common, like adding mental health and drug treatment facilities to a consolidated county jail and having an independent commission draw the next county board district map. To work toward such goals, the Champaign County executive will have the veto power mentioned at the start of this story, but also the power to break tie votes and propose budgets. Supporters of the office say those powers, plus a mandate that comes from being elected by the voters, should lead to decisive action, where a politically divided Champaign County board has held back. But has it worked out that way in Will County?
Things are not any more decisive because there's a county executive there.
That is Jim Mustis, the speaker of the Will County Board. He's Will County's equivalent of a county board chairman, and he's not a fan of the office of county executive. Mustis says county executives in Will County have had a tendency over the years to try to horn in on the county board's legislative work. At the same time, he says the county executive supporters in Champaign County may be overrating the powers of the office.
He can't pass ordinances. He can't pay a bill without the county board approving the budget. There's a few exceptions. Can't hire any personnel without advice and consent to the county board. If they think the county executive has any type of authority to pass anything on his own, they're sadly mistaken.
But the candidates for Champaign County executive are claiming another, albeit unwritten, power for the office, essentially the power to schmooze the county board and work with them towards common goals. Darlene Kleppel says the introduction of the county executive will be challenging for county board members, but that her past work with executives during the merger of regional hospital systems gave her valuable experience in helping people manage change.
Most people would like to get along in terms of trying to get things done, and it certainly is easier to get along with people that you can communicate with. And so myself, and I know several of the people who are running for the county board, have reached out across the aisle or to other new members to try to start to build those relationships, at least with conversation.
Both Kleppel and Holton note that it's not just the county executive that will be new to Champaign County, so will many of those serving on the Champaign County board. Many longtime members are leaving the board or have already done so. Holton says the resulting lack of institutional memory might actually help with the transition.
So while the form of the county board will remain somewhat intact, the actual individual members are, for the large part, going to be brand new to the county board at the same time that they are brand new to this county executive form of government. So I think that we can work through the issues that we're going to encounter together and sort of learn and grow into this new form of government collaboratively.
The new Champaign County executive and the largely new Champaign County board that voters select will be seated in December. A transition committee is still working out rules and procedures for how the county board will conduct its business under the new system. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.